WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Edward Scissorhands is the new movie from director Tim Burton, who also developed the story for the film. Burton's other movies include Pee-wee's Big Adventure, the creepy comedy Beetlejuice, and the gothic blockbuster Batman. Critic Owen Gleiberman likes Burton's latest creation.
The hero of Tim Burton's haunting modern fairy tale, Edward Scissorhands, is a shy, ghostly boy named Edward with a beautiful powder-white face, a shock of punky black hair, and, at the end of each arm, a complicated array of 2-foot-long scissor blades, one set of shears for each finger. He's like Pinocchio with Freddy Krueger's hands. Then again, he couldn't be less threatening. Edward almost never says anything, and when he does, the voice that comes out is shockingly soft and serene, full of childlike wonder. After a while, you realize it's no coincidence that this strange and melancholy creature has such a saintly personality. If he allowed himself the tiniest bit of aggression, he might maim or even kill somebody with those thresher hands. He's probably the most justifiably oversensitive teenager in history. At the same time, Edward's energy is released in an otherworldly talent. Using his hands like a barber's shears, he can sculpt lawn hedges or ice into any shape that pleases him. Edward Scissorhands is Tim Burton's most heartfelt film yet. It's set in a color-coordinated pastel suburbia that recalls the surreal comedy of his first two movies, Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Beetlejuice. Only now, the synthetic bric-a-brac isn't just amusing clutter. It's become a kind of polyester dreamscape, as mythical a setting for Burton as the 50s-flavored small towns of Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks are for David Lynch. In the first part of the movie, the local Avon lady, played by Diane Wiest, pays a visit to the old gray castle where Edward lives and finds him hiding in the shadows.
Why are you hiding back there? You don't have to hide from me. Oh, my.
Don't go.
What happened to you?
I'm not finished.
Those are your hands?
Wiest brings Edward back to live with her family, and the movie turns into a fish-out-of-water comedy like Splash or E.T., most of the neighbors are amusingly nonchalant about having Edward in their midst. He begins to decorate the suburb with his head sculptures, and he proves a wizardly hairdresser, too. Edward Scissorhands isn't quite the pop classic it keeps promising to be. The movie shares the narrative weaknesses of Burton's other films, and now that he's trying to create a fully emotional story, the thinness of the script hurts more than before. When Edward falls in love with Wiest's cheerleader daughter, played by Winona Ryder, and comes into conflict with her thuggish boyfriend, the fairy tale structure clearly points toward Edward confronting the latent violence in his hands. Yet the film doesn't turn dark enough. Burton may have been wary of making it too disturbing for kids. Still, whatever its flaws, I loved Edward Scissorhands simply for the character of Edward. He's Burton's purest achievement as a director so far, and teen idol Johnny Depp plays him with a surprisingly delicate touch. There's an obvious personal dimension to the character. For Edward is Burton's surreal portrait of himself as an artist, a wounded child converting his private darkness into outlandish pop visions. With Edward Scissorhands, Burton's artistry takes a new leap.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.